March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and right now, colon cancer is the second most common cause of cancer deaths in the United States. And what's even more concerning is that it seems in recent years, younger and younger patients are being diagnosed. And so we have the opportunity today to talk to Jeremy Kortmanski, who is a colorectal cancer expert and also the clinical director of the GI Medical Oncology Division at Yale Cancer Center. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking the time to come on WICC to talk about this. It's so important, and I appreciate your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First, let's go right to the elephant in the room. It does seem like in recent years, including even out of Hollywood, we are seeing younger and younger people with colon cancer. Why is that happening?
It's an excellent question. And I think what we are seeing is in the older population, we are seeing reductions in colorectal cancer. But in the younger population, which we define as under 50 years, we're seeing really an alarming rise in the number of cases. And so over the past generation, so dating back to the mid-90s, that number has been increasing by an additional 1 or 2% per year, and now colorectal cancer under 50 represents 20% of cases. It's nearly doubled over the generation. But why that's happening is not entirely clear. And so there are a lot of explanations, think about things like sedentary lifestyle, a Western diet, which tends to be high in fat, some aspect of hereditary influences, but we're not sure.
Wow. And I think that's what's so scary. And I know you had mentioned that, you know, if you go to an older demographic of people, you know, we are seeing better results. Does it come down to screening? Does it come down to people taking the time to get screened or to that they go to see a primary doctor every year? I know, especially for younger folks, I'm in that category. I just finally got my husband a primary care physician because, well, he just wouldn't make that a priority. And we're in our 30s. So I know that that's kind of a typical thing we see is that once you move out of the house post-college, not so connected to the need to go to a doctor as often and maybe not getting screened.
I agree. I think the success that we have seen in the older population is attributed to the benefits of colonoscopy and other forms of screening. What we are seeing in younger population is really why we're talking this morning, is getting the word out that screening is important, that screening should start at an earlier age than we used to think, and that there are modifiable factors. There are things that we can do to try to reduce our risks.
Mm-hmm. Right. And just kind of to reiterate that, it was, what, a year or two ago that they dropped the age for screening from, was it 50 to 45?
Yes. So many, many different societies changed the recommended age for screening for normal risk patients to start at 45, which is about 5 years younger than what it had been. And that was in response to these alarming trends in early onset colorectal cancer. Mm-hmm. But there are some patients that need to start even earlier than that. If they have perhaps a history of inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, if they have a family history of colon cancer, they may want to start earlier, or even a history of polyps that physicians would want them to start at an earlier age. So it is very important to have those conversations with your primary care physician or with your gastroenterologist if you're already aligned with one.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, Dr. Kortmanski, because going back to doing, you know, your yearly checkups sort of plays a role in that. And you're right. I actually had my first colonoscopy at 30 years old. And the reason was because, A, we do have a family history of polyps for sure. That's been an issue on both sides of our family. but also because I was having a lot of issues with, you know, GI and stuff like that. And I was really concerned about it. I was scared about it. And so not only checking in with your doctor frequently and knowing the history, but another thing too, Doc, and I don't know if you agree with this, is knowing your body. And if something feels off, not just saying, well, maybe it's just this, or this happens with age, you know, like writing yourself off an excuse for why you shouldn't go that extra mile to just make sure that everything is okay. And everything was okay, by the way. But exactly what you said, you might need to get that colonoscopy much, much earlier than 45, especially if you've got a family history. But just knowing your body and acting on it, that has to play a factor, too.
I think I'm glad everything was okay. That's good to hear. I think this is a really important point, not just for patients, but also for physicians, that because we are seeing cancers at an earlier age, it means that we can't blow off symptoms and say it's got to be something else because you're young. And I think patients need to know that and advocate for themselves. But as physicians, we also need to keep that in mind. And so if we see somebody who is 45 or 40 coming to us with symptoms that could be associated with colon cancer, we need to work that up and get them the appropriate testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't echo that more, because I think sometimes we don't know how to advocate for ourselves. And so, you know, especially for people who don't know how to say, or maybe don't even know that that's an option to have that checked, having trusted doctors in your corner, again, going back to the reason I even had it done was because I believe it was my OBGYN. I have great doctors that I've had my whole life, but he had said, listen, I think you need peace of mind. I can't tell you what this is if you want to go see a specialist about it. But, you know, it might be worth getting screened just to make sure that everything is OK. And so I agree with you. It's also having doctors who will advocate and say it's better to be safe than sorry. We are so glad that we have Dr. Jeremy Kortmanski here. And we're talking about Colon Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of March. And so why we have Dr. Kortmanski here specifically is not only because he's the clinical director of the GI Medical Oncology Division at Yale Cancer Center, but he specifically looks at colorectal cancer. He's an expert in that field. So let's go to the most common questions. I'm sure you get more times than you'd like to count, Doc. Let's talk about, first of all, is colorectal cancer, is that more common in men over women? Is it equal? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
So it does seem that men have a slightly higher risk of developing colon cancer than women. And in the younger population, that difference is more dramatic, the increase in cases in men versus cases in women.
Hmm. Okay.
But as a whole, the number of patients that get colon cancer is high. And the treatments that we think about are similar, independent of gender.
Oh, interesting. Now, what are some risks? Like, what would put you in a higher risk category for getting a diagnosis of colon cancer?
So the risks, and 50% of the colon cancer risks are actually modifiable. So they are related to lifestyle factors that we can have some impact on, including smoking, eating an unhealthy diet that is high in fat and low in fiber, high alcohol consumption, high red meat consumption, and then physical inactivity and obesity. And so those are the most common factors. There are certainly risks based on heredity. And then also risk related to inflammatory bowel disease.
Especially in that last point, this connects to that. How important is it, Dr. Kortmanski, that we are making it a point to have a healthy gut, like eating foods that would give us a healthier gut?
I think it's important that we have a diet that keeps us healthy overall, that the foods that we eat can not only reduce the risk of colon cancer, they can reduce the risk of many cancers, can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, the risk of diabetes. And so we really need to be more attentive to the foods that we put in.
And what are some symptoms of colon cancer? What should people look out for?
So sometimes colon cancer is discovered after somebody has a routine blood test that shows that their iron levels are low and don't have any other symptoms. But if there are symptoms like abdominal pain, blood in the stool, change in your bowel habits, perhaps more constipated, or change in what the stool looks like, all of those could be a sign that there's colon cancer.
And obviously we talked about, you know, making sure that you go to get, you know, a screening done certainly at the appropriate age, or if your doctor recommends you do it earlier. Besides having a colonoscopy, for example, are there other things that people should be doing? Any other recommendations?
So colonoscopies have been the gold standard for a long time. From my perspective and many others, the best screening is the one that you are doing. And so there are patients who aren't able to get a colonoscopy. Sometimes that's work-related or fear about the exam or other reasons. And so there are stool-based tests that are available now as well. That look at a stool sample for not just blood, but also abnormal DNA. If those tests are positive, though, you need a colonoscopy after that. They say that there may be a problem, but you need a colonoscopy to confirm that. And there are some people for whom these stool-based studies are not appropriate. So if you've had a personal or family history of cancer or polyps, if you've had inflammatory bowel disease or you've had a prior positive test, then we recommend that you go straight to colonoscopy.
And is colon cancer curable, Dr. Kortmanski?
So colon cancer is curable when it is caught early. And colonoscopies help us find and cure colon cancer before it even becomes a cancer. So when you find a polyp and you remove a polyp, you are curing a future cancer. But also in patients that have cancer, it is still a curable disease that requires a multidisciplinary approach that requires medical oncologists like me and surgeons, sometimes radiation doctors. We all work together to try to give a treatment that will lead to a cure.
And if people want more information, Dr. Kortmanski, especially through Yale, do you have a contact or a website that they should go to?
I would encourage people just to log on to the Yale Cancer Center website at search colon cancer, and a lot of this information will be available.
Dr. Jeremy Kortmanski, I want to thank you so much again for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come on WICC, but also thank you for the work that you do for so many patients in our listening area.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Dr. Kortmanski, again, who is the clinical director of the GI Medical Oncology Division at Yale Cancer Center and also a colorectal cancer expert here on WICC.